And at this time, what's so troubling to me is these Vietnam veterans are approaching 60, or they are 60, or they're heading into retirement age, and you're watching the indifference of people towards Vietnam veterans who have never been given a parade, who have been stoned and ostracized, have been deemed outcast, have been turned into cartoons in Hollywood movies, and they're people that now are getting their VA budget slashed, veterans hospital slashed, difficult to get prescription drugs. What kind of society are we that sends our people to war, and when they come home, we treat them like dirt simply because the politics of the moment failed? So if we're going to pay, if we're going to be a society that's willing to be a global policeman or to root out the evils of terrorism in the world, we have to also be a society that takes care of our veterans when they come back maimed, or take care of the widows or spouses that have lost somebody that meant everything to them. And we don't do a very good job at that. We do a good job at making weapons for war. We do a good job at training soldiers. We do a good job of executing battle plans, but we don't do a sufficient enough job of taking care of our veterans. And the Vietnam story is perhaps the most glaring example that we have to live with, you know, all the time. And it's time that we all said thank you to a generation that we've never said thank you to.